an investigation into allegations by an Ulster Unionist Party MLA that a police officer assaulted his wife has concluded that the politician himself actually hit her. Accidentally, Michael Copeland had accused a police officer of attacking his wife during a loyalist protest last August. This is what he said after the event.
I was kicked underneath a police shield. I was pushed with a police shield. My daughter was struck, I believe, with a baton or the edge of a shield. And my wife was struck as well. I went straight to Strandtown and I explained. They told me I had to go to the police ombudsman. And I said I wanted to make a complaint of common assault by someone dressed as a police officer.
So, we've asked Michael Copeland to come on the programme this morning. He won't do so. He was talking to the media when he was making these accusations against the police. Now that it seems that it was actually him who hit his wife accidentally, he's not coming on. Security journalist Chris Ryder is with us today. Do you think it is incumbent on Mr. Copeland to now issue an apology to the police, Chris?
I think it is. I mean, the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community have criticised the police incessantly for the way they've handled these protests since the flag issue arose. And here we have a clear piece of evidence based on the CCTV that the police recorded all these events, which shows that Mr. Copeland's allegations were false, that they were mistaken. And that's understandable in the heat of the moment. But given the fuss that he made at the time about this situation, I think it's incumbent on him now to apologise to the police whom he is accused in the wrong.
Well, he is saying that he has two other accusations against the police outstanding and that he's waiting to hear an official response from the police before he comments.
Well, I suppose that's a reasonable enough position. But, you know, once those additional pieces of information are provided to him, I trust that he'll then take the opportunity to make as much a public statement as he did at the time of the mistaken incident.
He's been a controversial enough figure over recent months. He told Haas to go home. This is Richard Haas. Here you have a situation. And let's remember, because we shouldn't depersonalise the police. So there would have been an officer or officers in a situation when Mr. Copeland made that accusation where, you know, they were being accused of hitting a member of the public. A very serious accusation.
But a member of the Assembly, the elected Assembly. And that's a very serious allegation to make. And I know myself that the officers, have to show great restraint when they're in these public order situations. There's great provocation offered to them. And then to get false allegations on top of that, it creates additional stress for these officers. And they then have to subject themselves to rigorous investigation by the Ombudsman's office. The officers from that place would go and interview them at length. They would go through the CCTV with them and try and establish what had gone on. But in this case, it's good that the CCTV exists because it removes all doubt. Obviously, the CCTV shows clearly the sequence of events, which is why Mr. Copeland's allegation can now be discounted. If he has other outstanding allegations, then he should wait. He could reasonably wait to see what they say. But at the time, then, he will have to clarify the position and apologise. I have no doubt about that.
OK, Chris Ryder, thank you very much indeed.